Chapter 41. So it came about in the seventh month that Ishmael the son of Nethaniah, the son of Elishama of the royal offspring, and of the principal men of the king, and 10 other men with him, came to Gedaliah the son of Ahikam at Mizpah. And there they began to eat bread together in Mizpah. Then Ishmael the son of Nethaniah and the 10 men that happened to be with him rose up and struck down Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, with the sword. So he put to death the one whom the king of Babylon had commissioned over the land. And all the Jews who happened to be with him, that is, with Gedaliah in Mizpah, and the Chaldeans who were found there, that is, the men of war, Ishmael struck down. And it came about on the second day of the putting of Gedaliah to death, when there was no one at all that knew it, then there came men from Shechem, from Shiloh, and from Samaria, 80 men with their beards shaved off, and with their garments ripped apart, and with cuts made upon themselves, and there were grain offering and frankincense in their hand to bring to the house of Jehovah. So Ishmael the son of Nethaniah went out from Mizpah to meet them, weeping while he was walking along. And it came about that as soon as he encountered them, he proceeded to say to them, "Come to Gedaliah the son of Ahikam." But it occurred that as soon as they came into the midst of the city, Ishmael the son of Nethaniah went slaughtering them, and throwing them into the midst of the cistern, he and the men that were with him. But there were 10 men that were found among them, who immediately said to Ishmael, "Do not put us to death, for there exist in our possession hidden treasures in the field, wheat and barley and oil and honey." So he refrained, and he did not put them to death in the midst of their brothers. Now the cistern into which Ishmael threw all the carcasses of the men that he had struck down was a great cistern, the one that King Asa had made because of Baasha the king of Israel. It was the one that Ishmael the son of Nethaniah filled with those slain. Then Ishmael took captive all the remnant of the people who were in Mizpah, the daughters of the king, and all the people who were remaining over in Mizpah, whom Nebuzaradan, the chief of the bodyguard, had put in the custody of Gedaliah the son of Ahikam. So Ishmael the son of Nethaniah took them captive, and went off to cross over to the sons of Ammon. In time, Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the chiefs of the military forces who were with him, got to hear all the bad that Ishmael the son of Nethaniah had done. Consequently, they took all the men and went off to fight against Ishmael the son of Nethaniah, and found him by the abundant waters that were in Gibeon. Then it came about that as soon as all the people that were with Ishmael saw Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the chiefs of the military forces who were with him, they began to rejoice. And all the people whom Ishmael had led captive from Mizpah proceeded to turn around and return and go to Johanan the son of Kareah. And as for Ishmael the son of Nethaniah, he escaped with 8 men from before Johanan, that he might go to the sons of Ammon. Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the chiefs of the military forces who were with him now took all the remnant of the people whom they brought back from Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, from Mizpah, after he had struck down Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, able-bodied men, men of war, and the wives and the little children and the court officials whom he brought back from Gibeon. So they went and took up dwelling in the lodging place of Kimham that was beside Bethlehem, in order to go on and enter into Egypt because of the Chaldeans. For they had become afraid because of them, since Ishmael the son of Nethaniah had struck down Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, whom the king of Babylon had commissioned over the land.